ولما فصلت العير قال أبوهم إني لأجد ريح يوسف لولا أن تفندون.
And as the caravan set out from Egypt, their father said in Canaan, "Indeed, I smell the fragrance of Joseph, peace be upon him. I say so, although you may think that I am doting."
قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ إِنَّكَ لَفِي ضَلَالِكَ الْقَدِيمِ.
They said, "Surely, you are still in your same old craze."
فَلَمَّا أَنْ جَاءَ الْبَشِيرُ أَلْقَاهُ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ فَارْتَدَّ بَصِيرًا قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
And when the bearer of good news came, he threw Joseph's shirt over Jacob's face, peace be upon them. Whereupon he regained his sight and said, "Did I not tell you that I know from Allah what you do not know?"
قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا اسْتَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا خَاطِئِينَ.
They said, "Father, pray for the forgiveness of our sins. We were truly guilty."
قَالَ سَوْفَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ رَبِّي إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ.
He said, "I shall pray to my Lord for your forgiveness, for He, and indeed He alone, is ever forgiving, most merciful."
فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَى يُوسُفَ آوَى إِلَيْهِ أَبَوَيْهِ وَقَالَ دُخُلُوا مِصْرَ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ آمِنِينَ.
And when they went to Joseph, peace be upon him, he took his parents aside and said to the members of his family, "Enter the city now, and if Allah wills, you shall be secure."
وَرَفَعَ أَبَوَيْهِ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ وَخَرُّوا لَهُ سُجَّدًا وَقَالَ يَا أَبَتِ هَذَا تَأْوِيلُ رُؤْيَايَ مِنْ قَبْلُ قَدْ جَعَلَهَا رَبِّي حَقًّا وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ وَجَاءَ بِكُم مِّنَ الْبَدْوِ مِن بَعْدِ أَن نَّزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي إِنَّ رَبِّي لَطِيفٌ لِمَا يَشَاءُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ.
And after they had entered the city, Joseph, peace be upon him, raised his parents to the throne beside himself, and they involuntarily bowed in prostration before him. Joseph said, "Father, this is the fulfillment of the vision I had before, one that my Lord has caused to come true. He was kind to me when He rescued me from the prison and brought you from the desert after Satan had stirred discord between me and my brothers. Certainly, my Lord is subtle in the fulfillment of His will. He is all-knowing, all-wise." And they involuntarily bowed in prostration before Him. The use of the term sajda, prostration, in the above verse has given rise to considerable misconception. This misconception reached such heights that some people interpreted the verse to justify prostration before kings and saints, calling it prostration of greeting or prostration of respect, as distinguished from prostration of worship. Since in Islam, prostration is associated with worship, some scholars resorted to an altogether novel explanation. They contended that it was only the prostration of worship, provided it was directed to any other than God, which was prohibited in the earlier versions of divine law. As for prostration which did not signify any worship, it was permissible even in respect of persons other than God. They claim that it is only in the Sharia of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that all forms of prostration directed to anyone other than God are forbidden. What lies at the core of all this confusion is the word sajda, prostration, as used in the verse. It has been taken in the technical sense in which it has come to be used in Islam, as meaning putting one's feet, knees, and forehead on the ground. However, the true meaning of sajda is to bow, and in the above verse, the word has been used exactly in that sense.
رب قد آتيتني من الملك وعلمتني من تأويل الأحاديث فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين.
My Lord, you have bestowed dominion upon me and have taught me to comprehend the depths of things. O Creator of heavens and earth, you are my guardian in this world and in the hereafter. Cause me to die in submission to you and join me in the end with the righteous.
ذلك من أنباء الغيب نوحيه إليك وما كنت لديهم إذ أجمعوا أمرهم وهم يمكرون.
O Muhammad, peace be upon him. This is part of the news from the unseen that we reveal to you, for you were not present with them when Joseph's brothers jointly resolved on a plot.
وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ.
And most of the people, howsoever you might so desire, are not going to believe.
وَمَا تَسْأَلُهُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ.
You do not seek from them any recompense for your service. This is merely an admonition to all mankind.